Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Federal Reserve begins a two-day meeting in Washington today. It is widely expected to hold interest rates steady until after the election, which will be closely watched on Wall Street. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us from New York to talk about that and more in the business world. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
And we're not expected to see a rate hike out of the Fed meeting today and tomorrow. Why is that?
No. Well, the main reason being that they typically, right before an election, don't want to change the interest rates because that can move markets and that can lead to suggestions that they were acting for political reasons. And typically, it will move. If they're raising interest rates, it can move the market down. You've had Donald Trump accusing the central bank of keeping interest rates low ahead of the November election to help Democrats. Mrs. Yellen, the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, she denies that. That said, you know, we may be seeing their attitude change after the election.
And expecting a rate increase potentially in December.
That's right. Yeah, Fed officials, they've been signaling in recent weeks that a rate increase before the end of the year is likely. You've had Yellen saying that the case for another increase has increased in recent months. So before the end of the year, that's looking promising. I mean, right now, inflation is still low. The 2% benchmark that the Fed observes, they try to keep inflation below 2%. They're not at risk of hitting that. But at the same time, you know, there are a lot of savers out there who want to be able to get a little bit more for their money, get rewarded for saving their money.
So we got some news today that Gannett, the country's largest newspaper publisher, is abandoning its bid for Trunk, formerly Tribune Publishing, that publishes the Chicago Tribune, the Los Angeles Times. What's behind this?
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been that friendly of an attempted merger all along. There are some pot shots taken by both companies' CEOs. Now, Trunk is saying that the deal fell apart when Gannett couldn't line up the financing. Meanwhile, a Gannett spokesman says that in the end, the terms were not acceptable. And I think there are a lot of shareholders in Trunk that were disappointed, and their shares fell by around 20% at one point. So, that deal collapsing for whatever the real reason was, not good. And it may also have to do with newspaper economics right now, something I know a little bit about working at the Journal.
Yeah, or perhaps the name Trunk, which we remember John Oliver made fun of, saying it sounds like a stack of print newspapers being thrown into a dumpster. So, Jason, one more story I have to ask you about today, and that is news that Sony reported its profits in the most recent quarter fell by 86%. What's going on there with Sony?
Well, Sony wants you to know it's not what it looks like. 88% sounds pretty bad. They say that it's because of the sale of its battery business that they're booking those losses. And they're also being hurt by the strong yen right now. That's hurting its profitability. They've been, their sales of these sensors that they use in smartphones, they've had a reduction in profit of those because, again, of the stronger yen. And those sensors are an important component in many smartphones that are sold in Japan, made in Japan and largely sold overseas.
That's Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joining us with some thoughts on a few big business stories going on today. Jason, thanks as always.
Thank you.